Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, you know, you've seen these ladies on your TV screen, and they like to mix it up. That's the understatement of the day. Foxy Fierce and Crush are with us, women of wrestling. Oh, man, it's so good to talk to you guys. Hey, Foxy, let's start with you. How long have you been doing what you're doing, and how did you get started?
Sure. So I think my background in athletics is a bit unconventional in terms of me ending up a wrestler. But I started off doing pro and commercial roller skating, as well as yoga and acro yoga. So a little more zenned out, peaceful things than combat sports. But, you know, nonetheless, I was always very into athletics, into fitness. So when I saw the tryout information for WOW and that they were looking for athletic women, I was just really excited about it. I grew up watching wrestling as a kid, and I thought that would be something really cool to do. And my family always instilled in me this idea that whatever you can see yourself doing, go out, reach for it. So I tried it out. I reached out for it, and here I am. And I've been doing this for over a year now.
Oh, that's fantastic. And how about you, Crush?
Yeah, I come from a very athletic background. I started as a synchronized swimmer, and I became a national champion there with Olympic dreams, which you'll see in the WOW, you know, superhero documentary, a lot more about my backstory there. But because of certain circumstances, I had to walk away from those dreams. I soon stumbled into boxing and then worked my way up, became pro in the boxing ring. And then I was ready for my next challenge. And wrestling is the biggest challenge I've encountered. And, you know, I just saw it as like the ultimate combo of artistry and athleticism. So I wanted to give it a shot. And I always believe if I put my hard work ethic behind anything that I want to do, then I can become that. So I too come from a family that is very supportive of following my dreams, just like Foxy said. And so I went for it, and here we are. Over a year later now, Foxy and I were actually birthed into wrestling at the same time. And now we're on TV kicking butt.
That's so cool. We're talking to Foxy Fierce and Crush here on the National Defense Women of Wrestling. And you talked about these two documentaries that are premiering this month on Pluto TV. And this is really fascinating to me. First one is My Road to WOW, The Secrets of the Superheroes. And Foxy, tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so with My Road to WOW, The Secrets of the Superheroes, it's really an in-depth look into our backgrounds. A good majority of the roster gets to delve into where they come from, you know, the adversity and challenges they had to overcome to be in this place that they're in now. So, you know, I think fans have always connected with us because of our backstories and because of our diverse backgrounds. And so with My Road to WOW, The Secrets of the Superheroes, they'll just get an even deeper look into that and hopefully connect with us even more because now they'll know our journeys.
Hey, Foxy, let me ask you this. I've always wondered about this. Do you guys get to select your own names, or does the league actually give you the names?
So, you know, for me, Foxy Fierce was a very personal choice. You know, and fans will see this when they watch the documentary and hear more about my background. But something that's big for me is being seen as a unique individual and all aspects of myself being embraced. So with the name Foxy Fierce, that really is the combination of the Foxy, which is that grace, that poise, that femininity, and the Fierce, which is that strength, that power, and that tenacity. So the name is really a personal choice because I feel that it reflects who I am.
That's cool. That's very cool. And Crush, I want to ask you about this other documentary, the origin of WOW, the Women of Wrestling. And I had no idea that Jeannie Buss, the co-owner and co-founder of WOW, I mean, you know, she's the co-owner of the Lakers. How did all of that kind of evolve?
Yeah, Jeannie Buss is the definition of women's strength and empowerment and going after your dreams and not letting anybody hold you back. I think she's a visionary, and she saw something in WOW, you know, teaming up with David McLean, the show creator, and being able to keep breaking that glass ceiling for women and helping our dreams come to life as well. And she's just such a beautiful spirit and such a powerhouse and, you know, really a pleasure to be around. And she knows each one of us in and out, you know, as if we were each a Lakers player. So she definitely has had a lot of input on where the show goes as well. And so a lot of our success is due to her, as well as, you know, David McLean and Selena Majors, our creative director. And you'll definitely see the origin of WOW, how it all came about. And then, like you said, with the behind-the-scenes superhero one is dropping tomorrow, the 15th on Pluto, you'll see all of our backstories. And I did want to mention one thing about that, because I know that you have a military audience. We have G.I. Jane in that one as well. And she's our Army drill sergeant in the show. And she is, you know, like Foxy said, everything is based on who we really are. So Foxy Fierce is who she really is. Candy Crush is who I really am. The Candy is the sweet science of boxing. The Crush is how I approach and dominate every challenge. And, of course, my knockout power. And G.I. Jane, who you'll see in that documentary, is really a drill sergeant.
Oh, that is so funny. We interviewed Demi Moore last year, and we talked about her movie G.I. Jane, and I mean, there's no way that she could even keep up with you ladies. I mean, she talked about the first time that she had to run in basic training, that she ran about a mile at 4:30 in the morning and immediately had to stop and throw up. I mean, you guys, that wouldn't, Foxy, that wouldn't even it wouldn't even phase you. What kind of training do you do on a daily basis, Foxy?
Yeah, so just for wrestling in general, we have a very rigorous training schedule. We train at least 5 days a week. But then on top of that, we all have our own individual training. Like, since we all have our athletic backgrounds, you know, we do that daily as well. So, you know, for me, I'll always do my own strength training workouts. And then I have to stay on my toes with my roller skating and dance skills as well. So, you know, I'll have that training. I'll go to dance classes. And then, of course, yoga as well. So it's we're all really, really active. And, you know, I think Crush would say the same thing with her boxing as well. So we have pretty rigorous, intense schedules, and that's why we stay in shape.
Wow. And Crush, what about injuries? What kind of injuries have you had since you started with WOW?
It's funny that I get this question, because I've had some of the worst ones. We train to try to avoid injuries, of course, being as strong and fit as possible. But last year, you know, anything can happen when you step in the ring.
Right.
So, you know, it's like they say in boxing too, never underestimate your opponent. It gets realer than real in there. And so, you know, I ended up with concussion and a neck sprain, as well as I tore my ankle last year. So, but you know, it's just another challenge to overcome. Something that makes you stronger and makes you realize that, like, no matter what happens, you know, I want this. I want to be in that ring wrestling, proving that I'm capable of so much and that, you know, we're all strong. We can overcome anything.
And what great ambassadors for not only WOW, but just for young women everywhere. I mean, just so articulate, so well-spoken, so passionate about what you're doing. And now, have you guys faced off with Candy Crush?
No, Crush and I, we're actually allies. We work together. So we have paired up and gone against some other folks. But, you know, me and Crush are tight. We support each other. We take care of each other. So no beef between us.
I like it. Foxy Fierce and Crush and the new documentary, WOW, The Women of Wrestling, Secrets of the Superheroes, which is premiering this week on Pluto. And then The Origin of WOW, Women of Wrestling. So nice to meet you both. Thank you so much for being here and continued great success.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.